Welcome to the Woodbury Report. This is Lon Woodbury, an education consultant located in North Idaho. And here's where we talk with people that are the movers and shakers, or at least trying to do something to help us struggling teens, young adults, and preteens. I have on the phone this morning, it is incidentally March 6th, 2015, Beth Venable, who has been working in this field for a number of years and has just gone out on her own and established her own business. And it's good morning, welcome, glad to have you here, Beth.
Thank you, Lon. I'm glad to be here.
And your new business is what, Beth Venable Coaching?
Coaching, consulting, and adventures, yes.
Okay, that's our sort of says it. Well, let's talk a little bit about especially the coaching part and for families.
Mm-hmm.
The title seems to cover it, as best I can tell in advance, Coaching for Family Transitions. So what do you try to do for families?
Well, I think it's about bridging the gap. So for some families, they're coming out of treatment, and they need to have a way to kind of go from 60 miles an hour back to their regular speed. And for other families, it's about needing to slow things down that seem like they're going too fast and act with intention instead of reacting.
Well, why do you think families need some of this kind of coaching, intervention, or help?
Well, to kind of repeat what I said, it's that slowing down piece and acting with intention and having a set time to really think things through and tap into what you know is right, getting out of the cycle of reaction.
So I think what you're saying is that parents and families are tending in our society, in our culture, to move too fast, and you got to slow down and smell the flowers, that kind of thing?
Yes, and make sure that we are within our own value set. Make sure that we are, stopping to smell the roses, stopping to really look at our child, stopping to really ask good questions, and not just pouncing or looking at the Joneses to decide what to do next.
Okay. So what do you do? I know there's a lot of people that have gotten into this in the coaching. What do you do that's unique in the coaching the parent piece of it?
Well, I don't know that I do something that's so unique. I think that people need a variety of different coaches to choose from because we all have different styles. And I'm going to be a good fit for one person, and somebody else is going to be a good fit for another person. And so having a diversity of people that are working in coaching, I think it is incredibly, incredibly valuable. What's really unique about me is that I am excited about working in different settings and not just on the phone. So I'm happy to plan a hike with somebody. I'm happy to go see somebody. I'm happy to do adventures down the road. So mixing it up in terms of environment.
And this can be any place in the country or even broader than that?
I will probably focus on the Southeast primarily because it's what I'm close to, it's where I live, it's my culture, and it's where I can move quickly and work with several people nearby. I wouldn't rule out the rest of the country, but I definitely want to stay within my expertise. And like I said, there are lots of great people that are doing coaching now.
Okay, so this is a coaching for the whole family. Right? The
mm-hmm.
kids, mom, dad, ma, pa, and the kids?
Yes.
Okay. So give me an example, put together sort of a composite experience of what would that entail? Say the parents say, we need something. I presume the parents are saying, we need something. It's not coming together. It doesn't feel comfortable
mm-hmm.
or whatever reason, so they call you. And
mm-hmm.
what would you, and they decide they like you or like what you have to say. So what would you set, or what would be an example of something you set together for a family?
Well, I would definitely start with parents and start with getting an idea of what's really working them. So isolating what is the real problem and isolating a sense of what the goal is so that we're not just bouncing all over the place. And that usually takes 2 to 4 sessions just to really hone in on what are we working on here. And then I would tap into the parents and their wisdom and what they bring to the table and what they've learned so far. And say, what works for you guys? What do you already know works, and what's your comfort zone?
Okay, so at this point, you're basically, these are sessions, almost like therapy sessions, and I know you're not a therapist, and it's a different approach.
Right.
Okay, so there's 2 or 3 of those, and so
mm-hmm.
you begin to figure out and learn from them what's needed,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
then what?
And then we start working with an action plan, and whether or not that is an action plan they carry out on their own, or ask me to support in some way through an experience is where it might become a little bit divergent.
Mm-hmm. Oh, can you think of an example of somebody that you've worked with that you've done something like this? Either in your current practice or in mm-hmm. one of the programs.
So my favorite work that I've done in a program was 4-day family adventures. And the point of those was not to be a complete therapy experience, but to be adjunctive to the therapy they were already doing and fully engaged in. And the idea of being in the arc of 4 days, you have a day of orientation, 2 days of challenge where you really stir the pot and have that positive stress, and then a day of fun and reunification where you kind of close it out on a high note. You don't want people walking away feeling blue. You want them walking away feeling empowered and knowing what they need to work on.
And so would this be a camping out type of thing or going to a remote retreat type of setting, or how would that put together?
Yes, both. Some mm-hmm. people are game to go camping. Some people think that being barefoot at the Hilton is camping. So
yes,
figuring
okay.
out what their level of adventure is, I think that settings that are a little bit in between are usually ideal for a lot of families. So places that are rustic and have cabins or retreat-type settings are really ideal in the long run. I've even had families roll up in an RV ready to go because that was how they could bring the family dog.
Oh, the family dog participates too sometimes, huh?
Yes, sometimes. Family dogs are valuable members.
Oh, yes, I'm sure. Okay, so you've gone through the 4 days or 4 or 5 days, whatever it is, and you've finished. And the last day is of fun. Is that sort of a mm-hmm. processing day, or what then?
Yeah, so really important that the big processing is happening on day 3 primarily. Because you really want to get up on day 4. People are feeling drained. They're expecting to have another hard day. You want to switch that up and make sure that they're having a fun day and feeling like we've refilled the bank. We've recharged our batteries before they leave.
Okay. And so what sort of follow-up do you have?
So follow-up, critically important. If they're still continuing a coaching relationship, then the follow-up might be an additional 4 or 5 sessions with me. If they are in a more, if they have a higher level of care and they're working with a family therapist, then prior to the adventure, I would have asked for permission to speak with that person to get information and permission to speak with them afterwards to give information and talk about the experience.
Okay. So this is a, we've about run out of the time, but mm-hmm. we're talking about, the coaching, the family coaching mm-hmm. for family transitions, that type of thing. And there's several other things. Could you touch very briefly on what else you do? You talked about adventures. That's a little bit different,
yeah.
I think, maybe. And what was the second word you use?
Consulting.
Consulting. That's working more with businesses, I presume.
That is. So I have a background that's pretty diverse, and I've worked with a couple of companies doing communications, outreach, business development, marketing, and I have a different style with that. I think I've had a positive result with that over the years, and I'm enjoying working with people on targeting specific things within their companies that they feel they could do better and are looking for help with.
Okay, well, we've ran out of time, but this is Lon Woodbury, and been talking with Beth Venable. Her new business that she started, coaching and consulting family
adventures.
Transitions. And what was the term you used? I didn't write it down.
Adventures.
I like adventures. Oh, yes.
I like that word.
Yes, that's a good one. And okay, well, how do we get a hold of you? If somebody wants to call and find out more, a phone mm-hmm. number and a website?
Yes, my phone number is area code 864-710-0391. My website is bethvenable.com, just my name, .com.
Okay, you want to spell your name?
Yes.
Just to be sure.
B-E-T-H-V-E-N-A-B as in boy, L-E.
Okay, and no space between that. Well, thank you very much, Beth. This is I wish you all the luck. This has been very enlightening, and good luck, and we'll talk to you later on.
Thank you, Lon.